This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
We're the 29th pick. The New England Patriots like.
Now here to
preview the prospect
are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Time for another Draft Prospect Review here at Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart, Paul Perillo, going to talk about safeties today. Free safeties, strong safeties, all kinds of safeties. Not sure how much of a need safety is, Andy Hart, with the Patriots. One of their more high-profile newcomers, certainly on defense, their only newcomer, really, at this point, was Adrian Wilson, veteran safety from the Arizona Cardinals. It's been a problem spot in the past, but with Devin McCourty playing full-time there, you bring in a veteran like Adrian Wilson, how big is the need?
Not as big as I think most of people assumed at the end of the season. Because you're right, you bring in Adrian Wilson and there is hope that he still has something left in the tank. Once a Hall of Fame, I would say, borderline Hall of Fame type talent in the prime of his career as an All-Pro, obviously is not that anymore. But can he be a physical presence? Can he, you know, does he still have enough left to be a contributing factor back there? Steve Gregory was obviously your starter last year despite missing time with injuries and at times being a little shaky, especially in his tackling. And to me, the big wild card is Tavon Wilson. If you draft somebody, you know, especially in the first three rounds, that tells me Tavon Wilson wasn't what you thought he was going to be. Because if you believe Tavon Wilson is a developing strong safety type,
that's a good point.
Now you're set. You have Devin McCourty as your free safety and Tavon Wilson as your strong safety. Because that's how they sort of used him. Near the line of scrimmage, he was playing that money position in dime packages later in the season. And I know most people remember him getting toasted for the touchdown in Seattle. But, you know, he had a role on this defense for a significant portion of the year that went above and beyond that. And to me, he, if you get, you know, you're a big proponent of the year two jump, if you get that out of him, well, now you have an old guy and a young guy to sort of platoon that position until the young guy is ready to take it over fully. But that said, it's a great draft for safeties. You know, yeah. Maybe not really
and
elite, but
everyone seems
I like
to be in agreement on that, and I agree with you. The elite stuff, I haven't seen the guys like the Eric Berrys, even the Michael Huffs, and some of the guys that we've seen, Dante Whitner. There's been some top 10 safeties, top 15 safeties.
Some of them overdraft.
The last four or five, six years.
Landry was another one. That craze early.
I'm not sure Sean Taylor was another one, the late Sean Taylor. I'm not sure there are guys that are at that level, but everybody's in agreement that this is a very deep group of safeties. And when you watch the tape, you watch some of these guys, there are a lot of good football players. Not exactly, you know.
Which is important because they're expected to play football in the NFL.
Exactly. We break up this stuff into free safety and strong safety. You know, they like to do. I just see a lot of good football players.
And you have to have some free in your game in this NFL or you can't play. If you're truly just a strong safety who thinks you're going to, I work 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. I don't go past that. Well, then you can't play. I'm sorry.
Right.
You have to be able to do both. I'll just start right off the bat. I fell in love with Eric Reed. I think he's a 6'1", 213, LSU. You know, again, we get back to the competition. You don't have to worry about who he's playing,
good,
what he's doing.
Player.
And I just loved his ball skills. He lowers the boom, you know, closes and finishes. That's what I like in safeties. Can you get from point A to point B, and can you finish the play? That's tackling. That's being the anti-Sergio Brown. That's making sure that the play ends with you because you're a safety net. You can't allow plays to be had on you. And to me, he's just an athletic guy who gets to where he needs to be and makes the play. And I think he has that ability to do pretty much everything. They all have the questions about the range because you don't see that in college football.
It's hard.
You're going to get tested by a lot more of a variations of a route tree, you know, rather than just a go where you might have to help out on a few goes here or there. You're going to have a lot of different ways. You're tested down the seams, you know, posts, corners, different things. We saw Tavon Wilson struggle with some of that. We see young safeties at times struggle with that. You know, Brady takes advantage of them as well as anybody.
Sure.
But I think there's a lot to like about Eric Reed.
I agree with you. I thought, you know, the guys that are sort of at the top of the list are Kenny Vaccaro from Texas and
correct.
Matt Elam from Florida. I liked Eric Reed better than both of those guys. Not that I thought that either one of the other two were bad players. I liked Eric Reed more. And there was another guy, you know, a little bit bigger, Shamarco Thomas from Syracuse. You know, Andy talked a lot about Eric Reed, and I think Eric Reed is the best safety that I saw. But I like Thomas's ability to hit. I like I like safeties that can sort of give you a physical presence, maybe make you think twice. You know, and the cliche around here is the Rodney Harrison. The Patriots haven't had the Rodney Harrison intimidation force, for the last few years. I don't know if he's that good. I don't know if he moves well enough to, as you said, you're right. If you can't play at least some elements of free safety and get back in coverage, play some kind of center field, make sure that you're not getting beat deep. You can't play in the NFL anymore. But I liked, and it wasn't a long tape for Thomas, and he's not a really big guy. He's tiny. He's about 220 pounds.
But 5'9".
But he hits, and I love the way he hits. Now,
the worry
there is how physical can you be at 5'9",
right.
220?
But
Patrick
he is.
Chung?
I mean, he is. He's a headhunter. He likes to lay the lumber. He's got great football. He looks good. And then track speed, 4.37 in the 40 for a safety is very impressive for a guy with that type of size. Yeah, he was an intriguing guy that I didn't really have any
knowledge of coming into this process. Yeah.
So he certainly is. And I find it interesting, like, he's listed as a strong safety by a lot of people. You know, Matt Elam is listed as a strong safety, but he's 5'10", 202,
right.
5'9", 217 or whatever. And then you look at other guys like Reed, 6'1", 213 is considered more of a free safety type. That's why I kind of, I don't want to go all Belichickian and say I just see safeties and football players,
but it's
you
true.
Try to ignore the free and strong and say, you know, I just need him to play. Can he do the things I need him to do? And, you know, on some level, a lot of teams now go with the left and right safeties because of the way formationing and spread sets and, you know, versatile tight ends can easily change the strength of formation and turn your free and strong upside down. So I just liked, you know, there were, you know, you're going to mock my system, and I give my little up arrows and quarter arrows, and, you know, instead of number grades, it's sort of my way of keeping guys in line with each other. But I have up arrows for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of, like, the first 11 safeties on my free safety draft board. Bakari Rambo is a guy out of Georgia that I think has the potential, played with a lot of talent around him on defense. I don't know how that factors in. I had some questions when he played Alabama. Seemed like a little bit of a meow, but other games he shows up and was very impressive. And so I don't know where the guy that I really like is DJ Swearinger out of South Carolina.
Another physical
Talk
guy.
Talk about the headhunter.
Another physical guy.
Actually was suspended for hitting a guy in the head, has a lot of those type of hits, and who knows how that flies. He joked at the combine that coaches told him they love it, but it's going to cost him a lot of money at the next level. But he's just a guy, can lay the lumber, a playmaker. Seems like he's always around the ball, you know, putting the ball on the ground, forcing fumbles, big hits, tackles when you need him. Not super fast, actually had a disappointing 4.63 40 time. But to me, that's fast enough. When I watch it, I say he can play.
What I liked about him is we saw plays with him around the line of scrimmage, and we saw plays with him deep in center field.
Right.
That gets to your point that you started off the whole thing with. So I agree with your assessment of him. Another guy I wanted to bring up was, if for nothing else, just the whole Alabama thing, sticking in the SEC. We talk about a South Carolina kid. We talk about an LSU kid. Robert Lester, way down deep here in the draft now. Patriots have a couple of seventh rounders. This guy is projected by NFL Draft Scout to be a sixth or seventh rounder. Thought he showed some good physical, good read. Thought he broke down and tackled well. Again, you know, like Belichick says, the simple stuff, you need to tackle. Your safety, that's what you're there for. You got to be able to tackle. You don't want your but he's also a guy that could get around the line of scrimmage and get physical too. So Robert Lester is a guy that sort of, in terms of a late round guy, sort of stuck out to me.
Not his brother Mo, though.
Mo?
Lester.
Oh, wow. And I'm thinking, did I miss his brother, or did I miss fourth grade? I don't know.
I got it right away. I
couldn't think.
If we're gonna throw out some late round draft picks, a little bit slow in his 40 time, and that's probably hurting him. But I like Rashard Hall out of Clemson, 6'1", 213.
Liked him a
wraps
lot.
Up. You see him again playing some center field with interceptions, good ball skills, solid tackler. We didn't have a ton of tape on him, but seemed like he could play the run sideline to sideline and also get deep in the pass. I liked his range in both the running game and the passing game.
Yeah, I had the same exact impression. Matter of fact, some of the same things you just said I had written down for Hall. And those Clemson guys – Clemson's one of those teams that you kind of wonder why they don't win more. Right. Now, I say that a lot about Georgia.
Right.
Clemson has a lot of individual talent, doesn't seem to put it all together. He was a guy that I thought was a good. I also saw him doing a lot of talking, you know, back there in the secondary.
Okay,
well, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of trash talking. I mean communication talking.
I'd be okay with some jawing, too. I want a cocky SOB. It's kind of why I like Swearinger. I think Swearinger is one of the cockier players in this draft. He's going to knock your head off. He'll tell you, I'm going to knock your head off, and then he'll stand over you after he knocked your head off.
You know, one of the plays that we saw on his tape, he had great coverage on Stedman Bailey. On a deep ball too, so you know there's a guy who's projected to be one of the top wide receivers. So you see him matching up against NFL type talent. So I agree with Andy on that one as well.
Philip Thomas out of Fresno State, another guy, mid round pick, blitzer, headhunter, physical, and those were kind of the guys I was focusing on because I think the Patriots could go after one of those types. And he was another guy. Obviously, has a little bit of a background, even though Pat Hill's not there anymore. You know, the Pat Hill relationship, who knows if they get a good scouting report on him. 4'5", type 40 guy, and decent ball skills, likes to hit. I think there's a chance they take a safety, I do. Because
whereabouts, though?
Not early. Third round or beyond. I wouldn't think one of the first two picks would be used. And maybe a pick they acquire if they trade down, a fifth rounder somewhere in there.
I agree.
I wouldn't, you know, Belichick might just say, there's too much talent and depth in this draft, just because I don't necessarily need one today.
Tony Jefferson, we didn't talk about him.
Yeah. I didn't love him. He was okay.
Oklahoma guy, you know, gets strippers a little love.
Yeah, no.
I liked him more than you, but didn't love him. I thought he was another guy that you got to see play deep center field. That's,
yep.
You know, on the tape. So I saw that. See, NFL draft scout has him as a fifth rounder. So, you know, maybe that's one of those trades that you, one of those picks that you pick up in a trade, like you said, Andy Hart. But so we talked about corners earlier. We talk about safeties now. Working our way through defense. Next week we'll finish this up because we don't have much time.
No, the draft is right around the corner, and I'm excited.
Well, it's time to start getting excited about it. We still got to talk about some linebackers and defensive linemen. We'll do that next week before we give you some of our previews in terms of what we think the Patriots might pick. We'll do some mock drafts. Nice safety dance. I see what you did there, Kevin. You guys never heard this song?
Sorry, we're not.
No, I've heard it now. It's that
why,
you can
why,
dance
why,
if you
why,
want
say,
to.
Say,
that
say,
one's
say,
crazy.
Dance.
That era of terrible music.
Good robot, Andy.
Unbelievable. Andy Hart doing the robot at the
He's
end
out.
Of the Yeah, that's the cue to go. So, like I said, we'll be back next week. We'll finish off the defense, and it's just a week away from the draft. See you then. Because your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I say we can go where we want to, a place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.